said, my group has had 80 people in it. A lot of them have moved away. As I've studied with me for 1 or 2 years, some of them study for the month. And they decide, no, this isn't the kind of group that I want, that I want to go somewhere else. There's all sorts of reasons. I don't ever run it on the basis of any kind of compulsory attendance. If I'm there and a dozen people show up, we have a writing group with a dozen people. If I'm there and one other person shows up, I have a writing group with me and one other person. If no one shows up, I head to the bar straight off. It's never been that no one.
Come close.
Come close. Yeah, I mean, one or two. But the question, I mean, it's interesting because the thing that happens with one or two people is very different than the thing that happens with 12 people. And you need some paper there, Kat?
I guess, thank you.
There you go. Okay. So I run the group on a weekly basis. There are some people who come every week or as close to every week as they can. There are some people who come once a month or 2 months. Doesn't matter. It's not about that regularity isn't there. Everybody has their own relationship with their writing. Gotta respect that. Everyone has their own relationship with their writing. Some people want to keep workshopping all the time. Some people want to just every so often I'll touch base. And there are periods of time where everybody, I think, even the people who love workshopping all want to retreat. They want to say, look, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Writing is always this balance between what you need to do for yourself alone and what you can do and will do with other people. So there's never any pressure on that kind of attendance thing. We meet in a neutral site. Our group happens to meet at the Alexander Center. We've met at the library. We've met occasionally at college. Meet at a neutral site because there's no pressure on the host. No one has to set up the canapes or worry about cleaning the place. It's a professional place because what we're doing is a professional thing. So we are meeting always at some neutral site. That means the only thing we're doing there is being there for each other's writing. Okay. I might throw you some more of those kinds of nuts and bolts things as we go. What I want to introduce you to, though, and the thing that will make this work or not, is the nature of the conversation you have about writing itself. Really, all the other stuff will fall into place if you've got the right kind of conversation. So, I want to introduce you to a concept, the core concept that I use in pretty well all my teaching, whether it's form, whatever, however academic it is. It's called free writing. Now, I know some of you have heard of that term, free fall, free consciousness, free writing. Did you hear this before? What have you heard? What have you heard?
Well, I heard in theory like really good things, but then in practice, the writing here is.
Okay. All right. There we go.
It made me in faces. I was like, oh dear God, don't ask us to do that there.
Okay. All right. Your prayers will be answered. In about 5 minutes, I'm going to ask you. Not right now. Now, I'm going to ask you to do that, and thank you for your... Everybody's terrified when I say, right, we're going to do some writing together, right? Because exactly this problem, and this is fundamentally the problem with the language that gets imported in workshops. I've heard good things, but when I hear it out, it's a little, that was very nice and diplomatic of you. It's a little bit different. Other than good. Okay. We're terrified of good. The word good is a bugbear and a demon, and its evil twin, bad. And its many masks and disguises, great, strong, works, doesn't work. What else? Vivid. I like that. What about this? Do you like this? Right? All of those words of judgment, right? The core language of judgment.
This is Megan.
Hello, Megan. The funny thing about the language of judgment is that it's really useful when you're buying stuff, right? You go into the store, you don't go up to the store, the shelves in the store, and